Welcome back to Daf in Depth, Shabbos Daf Kuf Mem Aleph. Although the main makar for the heter of Tiltul Menatzar by Muktzah is found on Daf Kuf Mem Beis on Mebeis, and the Mishnah where the Gemara discusses, where the Mishnah discusses moving a barrel with a stone on it, you need to get the wine out of the barrel. It's a very important machlokes rishonim right here on the bottom of Kuf Mem Aleph on Mebeis regarding Tiltul Menatzar. Because the Mishnah says, a person is allowed to take his son, metaltel his son, even though there's a stone in his hand. And Rashi says, we don't say that he's being metaltel la'evin while he's being metaltel his son. And we're discussing tiltel, it's in a chatzer, there's no problem of haitzah. Why isn't it considered a tiltel for the evin? For that we have to see Rashi in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Rava brings a halacha, someone who does a haitzah on a tinoik chai, and there's a kiss, there's a pouch that's hanging onto the tzavar of this tinoik, chayiv mishom kiss, he's chayiv chatos for the malacha of haitzah because of the kiss. Then the Gemara, a little bit further down, asks on this memory of Rava from our Mishnah, because it says in the Mishnah, Tanan, noitel adam es binoy, v'ha'evin biyadoy, a person's allowed to be metaltel his son, and the evan and the stone is in the hand of his child. And Rashi explains what's the question. If we're permitting tiltel in a chatzer, we don't consider the father when he's being metaltel the son like he's holding onto the evan in his hand, and therefore it's not going to be a problem of being metaltel muktzah. If we say that when you're metaltel your ben, your son, and the evan is in his hand, we don't consider it like being metaltel muktza, so why, when you're moitzi, the tinoi chai, and the kiss is hanging from his neck, why is that a maisa haitza? It should be the same thing as the evan. It shouldn't be considered like being metaltel and being moitzi, this kiss which is hanging on to the tzavar of the child. And the Gemara answers that the reason why in our Mishnah it's permitted to be metaltel the child with the evan in his hand, Amri Devei Rabbi Yanai, Betinoig Shieshtoi Gaguin Al Aviv. It's talking about a child who has Gaguin. He very strongly is missing his father. He's not going to be able to be separated from his father. And therefore, we have to take the child, the father has to take the child, even though the stone is in his hand. And Taisus on the top of Kuf Mem Beis Amud Aleph says that it's talking about that the child won't allow the father to remove the stone from his hand. Taisa says, if you're going to remove the stone from the child's hand, the child's going to cry. And therefore, the only way the father is able to be noitel as benoi is only where the evan is in his hand. And Rashi explains that we really consider it like the father is being metaltel the stone. And the reason why he's allowed to move the child is because of sakonas chili. This is sakana that the child's going to get sick. V'loy hamidu tiltol shaloy biyodayim b'mokim sakana. Chazal weren't maimid the iser muktza of tiltol shaloy biyodayim in a mokim sakana. Now the obvious question is, why do you have to come on to this new heter of v'loy hamidu tiltol shaloy biyodayim b'mokim sakana? Why is this considered a tiltol menatzar? Why is this any different than moving a barrel that has a stone on it, which is permitted on Shabbos, like it says in the Mishnah on Kuf Mem Beis, Amud Beis? So the truth is that the Tosfos Rid explains that the heter of Gaguin, Gufa, is because of Tiltul Menatzar. Now why do I have to come on to a special heter of Gaguin? And he says, because the heter of Tiltul Menatzar is only when I'm being metaltel with a tzorech for the davar hamotar. Although there may be some Rishonim that say there's a heter even the tzorech davar ha'aser, the Pashtos and most Rishonim understand this way, there has to be a Tiltul tzorech davar hamotar. So over here, I'm being metaltel the child. The father wants to take the child. But the only way it's possible for the father to be metaltel the child is with this stone. And the stone's a davar ha'aser. The Tezrit says that the Gemara is saying that because of the gaguim that the child has to the father, and the child won't go without the stone, we consider the tiltel of the stone the tzarech davar ha'mutter. So the truth is that it is coming onto a heter of tiltel menatzar. But the only way we could use that heter is with the svara of the Gemara of Gaguim. Now Rashi certainly doesn't seem to be understanding the Gemara with the heter of Tiltul Menatzar. Rashi explains there's a special heter, Lahimidu, Tiltul Shaloi Biyodayim, Yomakim Sakana. And truth is, Tosfos Dibur HaMaskil, Ihachi, also says his lashon is umeshani the afal pishi yesh iser muktza kishu metaltel hatinoik ima even the sharina le mishum gaguin. There's an iser muktza which we will matter that iser because of gaguin. It doesn't seem to be coming on to the regular heter total manatzar. The Chazinish explains because Taisvis and Rashi lechayra they hold that soif kol soif is a tzayrech for the even. It's necessary to bring the even along to calm the child, and even though the ikar kavana of being metaltal, this Evan is l'tzorech hatinoik, but since without the Evan, you couldn't relax the child, you couldn't calm the child down, that's considered a total l'tzorech tavar ha'asr. And therefore, Taisus has to say that the hezber of the Gemara, the Havana of the Gemara of Gaguin, is a new heter. This new heter called sakana, sakana schayli. Because of sakana schayli, that's the reason why it's permitted to move the child with the stone. Have a wonderful day.